BBC News with Michael Poles. The United Nations Security Council has adjourned an emergency session without agreeing a response to the sentencing of Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi to a further period of detention. Some countries, including China and Russia, asked for time to consult their governments on the terms of a statement condemning the verdict of the Burmese court. Britain's ambassador to the UN, John Sawyers, was optimistic that an eventual agreement would be reached.
Of the 15 members of the council, there's quite widespread support, actually, for the US draft statement, which would set out clearly our views and our deep concern about the decision of the Burmese courts to jail Aung San Suu Kyi for a further 18 months.
The ruling to extend Aung San Suu Kyi's house arrest means she'll be unable to play a role in multi-party elections next year. President Obama has defended his plans for wide-ranging reforms for the US healthcare system, urging an audience at a public meeting not to be misled by what he called the scare tactics of some of his opponents. Speaking at the meeting at a school in New Hampshire, Mr. Obama said change was needed because hard-working Americans were being held hostage by health insurance companies. Jonathan Beal reports.
Mr. Obama and the Democrats are on the defensive, with claims by Republicans that America's on its way to a socialized health service that'll lead to rationing and add to the national debt. The president said he wanted to take those critics head on.
Every time we come close to passing health insurance reform, the special interests fight back with everything they've got. They use their influence, they use their political allies to scare and mislead the American people. They start running ads. This is what they always do. We can't let them do it again.
A senior military officer involved in rescue efforts in Taiwan says more than 700 people are trapped and possibly dead in two southern villages engulfed by mudslides after Typhoon Morakot swamped the island. The officer general Hu Jiucho said they included people buried in a massive landslide in Shaolin. Kenya's cabinet has decided to mobilize the military to help deliver food, water and medicines to parts of the country hardest hit by drought. The cabinet convened an emergency session to discuss a rapidly deteriorating food crisis, which has forced at least a third of the population to rely on emergency aid. From Nairobi, here's Peter Grester.
The Kenyan cabinet's resolutions tell you much about the extent of this crisis. It promised to immediately mobilize the military, the National Youth Service and the police to help distribute food, water and medicines. It promised to keep schools open through the current holidays so the school feeding program can continue. And it promised to continue with subsidized seed and fertilizer to try to improve next season's harvest. In all, the government estimates that at least 10 million Kenyans, a third of the entire population, is in need of food aid.
World News from the BBC. A senior associate of the disgraced American financier Bernard Madoff has admitted to helping to carry out a massive fraud that affected thousands of people. The man, Frank T. Piscali, was appearing at a court in Manhattan. He was the chief financial officer of Mr. Madoff's investment business, which swindled people out of billions of dollars. The 10 charges against him include money laundering, perjury and tax evasion, and carrying a maximum jail term of 125 years. Mr. DePascali is believed to have been cooperating with investigators. The alleged head of a Colombian drug cartel, Diego Montoya, has pleaded guilty in Miami courtroom to involvement in cocaine trafficking to the United States. Montoya appeared on the FBI's list of 10 most wanted criminals before he was captured by the Colombian military and extradited to the United States last year. Andy Gallagher reports from Miami.
Over time, he became known as Don Diego. But Diego Montoya Sanchez first rose to power during the 90s in Colombia, after the fall of the famous Medellin and Cali drug cartels. As the reputed head of the North Valley cartel, Montoya was responsible for exporting $10 billion worth of cocaine into the U.S. At one point, he was on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's most wanted list. At the height of his powers, Don Diego is said to have controlled more than half of Colombia's cocaine trade.
The leader of Brazil's most influential evangelical church has been accused of diverting millions of dollars in untaxed donations to his church, to personal and business interests. Prosecutors in Sao Paulo accused Bishop Adir Macedo of fraud, along with 9 other people linked to his Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. It's alleged that 2 front companies were used to move funds to tax havens and then back into Brazil, transferring more than $38 million in 1 2-year period. Lawyers for the church say the tax authorities approved the accounts of the 2 companies. And that's the BBC News.